This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Turkish lira suffered its worst one-day loss in a decade after President Trump announced the United States would hike tariffs, prompting investor confidence to slump. We get more now from AP's Ben Thomas.
In a tweet, President Trump says the tariff on aluminum imports from Turkey will be increased to 20%, while the tariff on steel imports will be raised to 50%, as the Turkish lira, in his words, slides rapidly downward against our very strong dollar. Turkey is vowing to retaliate against the tariff hikes without delay and warns the move will further harm relations between the two allies. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Saudi-led Arab military coalition says it would investigate an airstrike in Yemen that killed at least 50 people, many of them children. Meantime, the UN Children's Fund says it has teams on the ground trying to verify the number of child casualties. UNICEF spokesman Christophe Borirac.
Since 2015, nearly 2,400 children have been killed in Yemen, more than 3,600 children injured. We believe, UNICEF, that this is the single worst attack since 2015. The bus attack, no such number of children have been involved in one incident before.
Airstrike was carried out against a rebel-held area in Sada province that's near the Saudi Arabia border. Iranian security forces have beaten football fans chanting anti-government slogans at Tehran's main sports stadium in the first such confrontation since nationwide protests began last December. There were chants of death to the dictator, a popular slogan of recent anti-government street protest by Iranians who blame Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei for Iran's worsening economy. This is VOA News.